Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading. 2 Chronicles chapter 17. Second Chronicles 17, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa, his father, had taken. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of David, of his father David, and sought not unto Baalim, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore, the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. Also in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes, even to Ben-Hail, and to Obadiah, and to Zechariah, and to Nathanael, and to Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah. And with them he sent Levites, even Shemaiah and Nethaniah and Zebadiah and Asahel and Shemiramoth and Jehonathan, or we'll just leave it at that, Jehonathan, and Adonijah and Tobijah and Tob-Adonijah, Levites, and with them Elishama and Jehoram, priests. And they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them and went about throughout all the cities of Judah, and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. And some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver. And the Arabians brought him flocks and 7,700 rams and 7,700 he-goats. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly. And he built in Judah castles and cities of store. And he had much business in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. And these are the numbers of them according to the house of their fathers. Of Judah, the captains of thousands, Adna the chief, and with him, mighty men of valor, 300,000. And next to him was Jehohanan the captain, and with him 280,000. And next him was Amasiah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself unto the Lord, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valor. And of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valor, and with him armed men with bow and shield, 200,000. And next him was Jehozabad, and with him 180,000 ready, prepared for the war. These waited on the king beside those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Judah. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So the Lord has been kind to Judah and Benjamin, and they have given them a king. The Lord has given them a king that is indeed much improved over Asa, Jehoshaphat by name. His name means Jehovah shall judge. Jehovah shall judge. And when we think about Jehovah judging, let's make sure that we understand that it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes when Jehovah judges, he judges in justice, right? For the sake of justice. So what did Jehoshaphat do, and what was so special about his reign? First of all, it says that he fortified rather than invaded against the northern kingdom. He fortified against them to keep them from coming toward him. Of course, we are reminded of that, of Augustine's just war theory, and that just wars are essentially defensive in one way or another. And then it says that the Lord was with him because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Baalim. It is interesting, right? So notice it says that he walked after his father David. It doesn't mention Asaph. It takes it all the way back to David. And then there's a hint here, perhaps. Pastor Todd won't be dogmatic on this, but notice, he sought not unto Baalim. Could it be that this is how Asa ended his life? Well, we don't know for sure, but it is interesting that it's brought up at this juncture. But he sought to the Lord God of his father and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel. And of course, that's a potential reference as to where Baalim comes from, that Israel followed after Baalim, and that's why it's mentioned there rather than Asa. Certainly a possible interpretation. All right, but the Lord established the kingdom in his hand. And this is the main point, isn't it? That we have already heard in Rehoboam that although he had done many of the same kinds of things as Jehoshaphat does, he was not secure in his kingdom. Jehoshaphat is secure in his kingdom because the Lord is with him and because he follows after the same kind of practices his father David did. And then we note this, and beloved, take verse 6 and make it a prayer for your own heart, that his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Lifted up in the ways of the Lord. What does that mean? It means that, number one, he was supported in those ways. He was made joyful in those ways. He was drawn to those ways. All right, so now he also took the groves and the high places out of Judah, not just Jerusalem, not just the environs, but out of Judah entirely, took down those monuments of idolatry. All right, so then what he did was he gathered all of his princes together, and he did something that we read about here, perhaps for one of the first times, although I believe that this was one of the intentions that God had set Levites throughout the land anyway. We'll remember that Simeon and Levi, those two sons that misbehaved themselves at Shechem and used the covenant sign as a martial act, we'll remember what happened, that they were scattered throughout the tribes, having no sure inheritance of their own. For Simeon, that meant that he had a few cities in Judah and Benjamin. But for Levi, that meant that they were scattered throughout all the 12 tribes and then became the religious instructors of all the land. The priest's lips should keep knowledge, for they should seek the law of the Lord at his mouth, it says in Malachi. So that's exactly what Jehoshaphat does here, in keeping with his nobles, with his estates, if you will, with the other leaders. And so they spread the Levites throughout Judah and Benjamin, and they get religious instruction out to all of the synagogues, out to all of the people of the land. Now, did you notice what happened because of that? Do you remember what Moses said all the way back in Deuteronomy chapter 4? All the way back in chapter 4, what did Moses say? These statutes which I command thee this day, they shall be your wisdom in the sight of the nations. And those nations that see these good laws that I have given to you, they will say, what nation is like this nation that has all of these statutes and commandments and judgments that this nation has? And what nation is there so great as has a God like this who gave them all of these commandments and so near to them in anything that they call upon him for? Deuteronomy 4, roughly paraphrased, verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. Did you see that's exactly what happened here in Jehoshaphat's day? Jehoshaphat, quote, gets the word out, not the word small w, the word big W. He gets the word out. All of the land of Judah and Benjamin are taught all of these things. The nations hear of it, and what do the nations say about Judah? And they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. I'm going to say something controversial. I always try to couch that first. If you want to be safe as a nation, get the word out. It's not in chariots. It's not in horses. It's not in nuclear armament. It's not in a well-ordered military. It's not in economic prowess and the ability to go into debt forever. It's not in that. It's in getting the word out and letting the nations see what kind of a nation this is that has a God so near to them with all these statutes and commandments. That's how you protect your nation, beloved. Let us pray as we have already today for our civil authorities. All right, so then notice even the Philistines, their ancient enemies, brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver, and the Arabians brought him flocks and so on. Now we see that he waxed great exceedingly. He built castles. The word for castle there can also be translated palaces. So much had come flowing in to Judah. And he had much business in the cities of Judah. That is, he was very active. He wasn't a king that just kind of stayed in Jerusalem. He got out of his palace, was among the people, worked with his nobles, went from place to place to place, administering the godly kind of government that they ought to have had. And so then we hear of the success that the Lord gave them. Not only did he give them success by bringing fear upon their enemies, but as we close, we will remember also that he gave them the numbers to repel any kind of attack. Nearly a million man army is described here at the end from just Judah and Benjamin. Thus ends the reading then of 2 Chronicles.